إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my brothers and sisters, I want to remind you and myself that there are two kinds of hunger. There is a hunger of the body and there is a hunger of the spirit, of the ruh. The hunger of the body is for physical things, food and so on. And you need to give the body those physical things for that hunger to be satisfied. So if the body has a need for food, you have to give it food. If the body has a need for sleep, you have to give it sleep. And so on. Similarly, the spirit, the soul, also has a hunger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the hunger of the soul, He said, "Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma innul qulub." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the itminan of the qalb, the fulfilling of the hunger of the soul, the fulfilling of the hunger of the qalb is the dhikr of Allah. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is because we live in a world which seeks to misguide us and seeks to take our attention away from the essentials by trying to convince us that the itminan of the qalb, peace of mind, happiness, call it whatever you like, lies in accumulating of material things. The world tries to convince us that peace of mind lies in accumulating stuff. And the more stuff you have, the happier you will be, the more secure you will be, the more peace of mind you will have. This is what the world tries to tell us. And this accumulating of stuff, this whole cycle is running behind accumulating of stuff, results in forgetfulness about the akhirah, about heedlessness. It results in increasing the hunger of the soul. So it creates anxiety, it creates stress, it creates lack of peace of mind. And that is why, if you look at the societies which are the epitomes of materialism, which are the epitomes of running behind material, what is the most prevalent illness in those societies? The most prevalent illness in those societies is dementia of various kinds. It is lack of peace of mind, to put it in such in a particular way. For example, in the US, the largest selling drug is Prozac, and Prozac is an antidepressant. Right? People go to shrinks. They go to, what is a decent word for a shrink? Psychoanalysts, right? So you go to get yourself analyzed. What is wrong with me? So then you pay the shrink by the minute and the shrink shrinks you. Basic question to ask is, if happiness is in chasing wealth, then why are people eating Prozac? Why are people depressed? Depression is in epidemic proportion. I mean, almost everybody is depressed at some level or the other. Rate of suicide, very, very high. The amazing thing is, take a place like Palestine, for example, Gaza. You hear a lot of incidents of the people of Gaza being killed. But I have yet to hear an incident of a person of Gaza committing suicide. Rajiv. They should be committing suicide. I mean, they should be, you know, killing themselves left, right and center, because they've got, they're living in the midst of all sorts of oppression and all sorts of pain and suffering inflicted upon them for no fault of theirs. They're living in great deprivation. So they should commit suicide. But they don't. And where do you have the maximum suicide? Wall Street. Alright? I mean, the guy takes a takes a jump from the, he takes the high jump from the 20th floor or the 30th floor, and when he comes down 30 floors and he meets the, he has a concrete experience, he meets the concrete, he's still worth $10 million, right? But why did he jump? He jumped because his net asset value dropped by 5 million or 10 million or 15 million because the ticker dropped, and so, you know, his net asset value dropped. So therefore he takes a drop as well, right? Now if you ask somebody else, would you like to have $10 million? He can't even imagine, he can't even probably write 10 million. And this guy just died because, and when he died, he still had 10 million. So what it tells us is that something is wrong in the way of this thinking. So if accumulating of material stuff gives happiness, then how come those who have material stuff are not happy? Now, what is the cure for that in those societies? The cure for that in those societies is Hollywood. The cure for that in those societies is Disney. Hollywood takes you away from the reality of that life for a few hours, couple of hours. You know, forget the world, look at this movie, 3D experience or whatever experience, and lose yourself. Ajib, you're already lost. You're going to lose yourself some more? I mean, how is it possible? You already lost. How can someone who is lost still lose himself yet again? I mean, it is impossible. You already lost, right? But they say, no, lose yourself, lose yourself. Or go to Disney, spend the whole day, lose yourself the whole day. Forget the world. Why must you forget the world? A very simple question to ask is, why must I forget the world? There's only one reason you forget something, because it's unpleasant. Nobody likes to remember unpleasant things. We like to forget sad things. We like to forget bereavement. Maybe it's not possible to forget, but you know, you would like to. Otherwise, you can't survive. You can't live, right? So any loss and things like that, nasty things, we want to forget. Pleasant experiences, I mean, do you ever want to forget something, which, you know, brilliant, beautiful experience? You want to relive it over and over and over and over in your mind, in imagination. You talk to people, you want to tell them about that experience. You know what happened? I went there, this beautiful thing happened. We have to start thinking. We have to start thinking. So if happiness is in accumulating wealth, if happiness is in accumulating the dunya, then how come the people who already have the dunya are unhappy? How is it that they are unhappy? Somebody tweeted to me a conversation between the Minister of Education in Afghanistan and his counterpart in the US. And this man says, we spend $75 a year. We have resources. I mean, not that they don't want to spend. We have resources for education, which amount to $75 per year in Afghanistan, per child. $75 per year per child is all the resources we have. In the US, you spend $20,000 per year per child. But my point is, where are people shooting up children in schools? In Afghanistan or the US? I'm not criticizing a country. I'm just saying that something is seriously wrong. Something is very, very sick. And what is the cure prescribed? Lose yourself some more. How can heedlessness be the cure for heedlessness? How can ghaflat be the cure for ghaflat? This is like I mentioned two kinds of hunger. Hunger of the body, hunger of the spirit. So if somebody is hungry, is very, very hungry, hasn't eaten for 2 days, 3 days, you know, is really almost starving. And when the person comes to you, what do? You show him a beautiful 3D image on your iPad. You show a beautiful 3D image of, chocolate, triple chocolate sundae or something. Yeah? Beautiful food, fantastic, great, lovely, glorious photographs. What will happen to that person's hunger? Will the hunger go away or will it increase? Yeah? If you are very hungry and you start looking at beautiful pictures of food, what happens to your hunger? Does it satisfy the hunger or does it increase? It increases. You start salivating, your mouth starts watering. It increases. I mean, why don't you understand this? So what, if you look at the pictures, it only makes it worse. So how can the hunger of the spirit go away by looking at material? How can the hunger of the spirit go away by more food and more sex and more shopping and more this and more this and more this? That is not the food of the spirit. The food of the spirit is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla, jalla, jalla. And that is where we move out and we say, therefore, the cure of ghaflat is to remove the ghaflat. Is tawajjuh, it is to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what makes him happy. So just like the hunger of the body will not go away by looking at pictures, the hunger of the soul will not go away by accumulating material. If you want to get rid of the hunger of the soul, you want to get rid of depression, you want to get rid of stress, you want to get rid of lack of peace of mind, we have to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. That is the solution. The solution is the kalam of Allah. The solution is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll talk tomorrow inshallah, maybe bismillah ta'ala, if Allah gives tawfiq, about what is zikr and how it should be done and so on. So we'll talk, I don't want to go into that today, but I'm just saying that let us think about this and say, ghaflat cannot be the cure of ghaflat. So we have to bring ourselves back on track and say, this dunya is not going to get me. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhaakumut takasur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Allah said, this thing will destroy you, this running, this race. It will make you halak. And your eyes will not open until you reach your qabr. The idea is to open the eyes before that. There is no sense in, you know, everybody becomes, I always say, you know, everyone has 20-20 vision once you see Malakul Maut. Everything becomes completely clear. There are no doubts anymore. But that is not, there is no point. At that point, if you don't have doubts, you are already too late. Right? The idea is not to have doubts before that time. Now, so I remind myself and you, let us break away from the cycle. Let us not go round and round and round in that same cycle. Let us break away from the cycle. And understand that itminal qalb, it comes from tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace of mind comes from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not from accumulating more and more wealth. Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong in earning halal. Right? So by all means, let us earn halal. But let us not get involved in the dunya at the expense of the akhirah, where we have no time to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have no time for ibadah, we have no time for reflection, no time for contemplation, and then we have a life which is full of fear and anxiety and depression. No. Let us move away from that and let us say, how can I connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that I get peace of mind and so that I am focused on the real thing which will be of use to me, which is in the akhirah. What is it that will benefit me in the akhirah? And this is what Ramadan teaches us. See, for example, in Ramadan, even if you give or take a few minutes here and there, by the end of Salatul Fajr, which is now at 5:25, we'll finish in about half a minute now. So 5:25, I think all of us, some may have woken up earlier than that, but most of us would have woken up by 3:30, and say, give or take a few minutes, 5:30. So 2 hours, and we woke up for the sake of for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to have suhoor. Maybe if Allah gives tawfiq, maybe you pray 2 rakat of salah before that, and then you have suhoor, and maybe you sit in the zikr of Allah, and if you have some, if Allah gives tawfiq, read some Quran, then you come and pray Salatul Fajr, right? And then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few minutes, give or take some minutes here and there. All of us, alhamdulillah, have began the day with 2 hours of worship of Allah. 2 hours of worship. Just think about this. We all began the day with 2 hours of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on an average. That is the beauty of Ramadan. That is the beauty of Ramadan. And Ramadan comes to teach us to take this forward for the other 11 months. Not that as soon as, you know, day of Eid itself, or maybe the day after that, you know, everything is gone. Zero. No. The idea is to get this into our system and say, what a beautiful time that we spend 2 hours in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day of our lives. Minimum 2 hours. 2 hours in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 hours sounds like a big time. Huh? 2 hours. But we just spent 2 hours. And not just now. Today is the 15th fast year. So 15 days, we already spent 2 hours a day. Alhamdulillah. So it is doable. It is absolutely doable. It's not difficult. Can be done, And that's the reason why all of us, we say, what a beautiful time Ramadan is, how much of peace of mind. Let us think, why peace of mind? I mean, same sun is rising, same sun is setting, same food you are eating. Oh, how come? It's not because of Halim. The helm does not come because of Halim. The peace of mind is because of the ibadah that you are doing. As simple as that. Right? It is because of the ibadah. This dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 2 hours in the morning, and then of course we go into Taraweeh, give or take a few minutes here and there, everything together, Salatul Isha, this, that, that's another 2 hours. So 4 hours a day you are spending in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to that, may Allah give us tawfiq, maybe we read some Quran and so on and so forth. So that's all extra. But 4 hours a day, anyway, we are spending in the ibadat of Allah. Obviously, you will feel good. Obviously, we will feel good. And also, we just prove to ourselves that this is doable for the whole year. Because we live in countries where, Ramadan, the country doesn't shut down. We don't have a holiday for the whole month. So the business has to go on, we still go to our jobs and so on and so forth. So it is, Ramadan comes in the course of our routine activity. The routine activity doesn't change. So what has changed? It's just our tawajjuh on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all. Nothing else has changed. Everything else is the same. Office timings haven't changed, nothing has changed. Just our tawajjuh on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed. Where in Ramadan we have a much greater focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are making some effort for that, and we are seeing the results of it. I remind myself and you, let us be aware of this. Let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us this opportunity, and let us try to carry this forward into the rest of the year, and then inshallah we have a beautiful life, free from stress, free from depression, free from all kinds of lack of peace of mind, and we live a life of hayatan tayyiba, which the Quran calls in this dunya, and inshallah we ask Allah for the same in the akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.